And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 6:51 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Bobby Kelly is here. He's going to be at Bassani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte this weekend. I will be with him. He'll be doing comedy. I will be doing the make-em-ups. I felt like that guy was going to say that for it. That band is called Black Oak County, and they sound like if Nickelback was good.
Yeah.
Nickelback is good.
Nickelback is good on their heavy songs, but then that song bugs me.
Why do they get so much crap?
Because that guy had weird hair and
nose. Greasy all the time.
Yeah, and they all wore Affliction shirts. They came around at a bad time. If they came around at Creed time, they would have been huge. They were like the tail end of that, you know?
Yeah. And it's just easy, you know, somebody makes fun of them and then everybody just jumps on it. And they're like, all right, that's the one that we hate. Right. You know,
I don't hate them.
It's like Winger from Beavis and Butthead. You know, Winger got the bad rap and stuff. Meanwhile, Winger had some of the greatest musicians in there that would blow everybody else away. Red Beach is an unbelievable guitar player. Rod Morgenstern, the drummer. Yeah, I mean, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, Rod Morgenstern been around forever.
Yeah, Dixie Dregs and all that stuff. He's an unbelievable drummer. Kip Winger was Alice Cooper's musical director.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't get that job being just some pretty boy.
Right. Yeah,
it's wild. I said to him, I said, do you think your looks were part of the problem where by people, you were too good looking? And he was like, nope, it was Beavis and Butthead. Maybe it was.
He was
like that too.
What's that, Carmen?
I'd say I have Nickelback's net worth, like the overall band, if you guys want to take a guess.
I mean, I wouldn't even begin to know. I would imagine they're way up there.
Because it says they have a lot of commercial accomplishments.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of big hits and stuff. I'm going to say the band, all together, $80 million.
Oh, $200 million.
I would have said $100 million.
This is my favorite thing in the world to do. I'm going to say $200 million.
Mike? You are the closest without going over. The band is worth $150 million.
Yeah. Well, good for them. So, I don't think they're struggling.
Yeah. For being hated. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that bothers me. That, like, Skid Row doesn't go, hey, we hate Sebastian Bach, but if Nickelback could be worth $150 million, bring him back and let's do a tour. I'll call Axel. We'll go on with Guns N' Roses. Make it right.
Now, didn't Avril Lavigne, like, make fun of them, and she was with Sum 41, and she was like, losers, idiot, and then wound up marrying the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, She was
doing recording an album in the same studio that they were recording an album in, and her and that guy, Chad
Kroeger.
We're talking in between, and they said, hey, we should work on something together, and that's it. They did. They worked on Love.
Which, by the way, another guy who everybody says his name is Chad Kroeger, and he came out and said, it's actually Kroeger. It's
really?
Not Kroeger. Everybody just said Kroeger and went with that. He goes, it's not Kroeger.
Oh, so he just, it's Kroeger like Freddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah. It's not Kroeger goes, like the food store?
Right. Yeah. Everybody assumed, because I think it's spelled the same, whatever, but he says it's different. Like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
It's not Grande, it's Grand.
And now that he cut his hair, and he kind of looks like Dax Shepard.
Yeah, it's weird. Dax Shepard doesn't even look like Dax Shepard.
Right,
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a compliment.
No. Yeah, now, do we think Avril Lavigne is still the same person?
I don't know. Yeah.
Right? That's a robot.
Or a clone?
They killed her off.
Yeah. Well, my point is, if you're going to clone somebody or make a robot of them, why would you pick Avril Lavigne?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know where, you know.
It's like, if the Earth is flat, what are they hiding? Like, why won't they tell us the Earth is flat?
Oh, because if you tell people the Earth is flat, then you also have to, I mean, you don't have to, but that means fundamentally everything we know about science is false.
I was trying to explain to Bobby and my wife yesterday, I said, I don't think the Earth is flat, but hear me out.
Yeah.
And they were both like, you're a loser.
Oh, why?
Because it's coming from him.
All right. Okay. I could see that.
A guy who doesn't know how to control his remote control.
But the fact that we've proven so many things after the fact just lets me know that you should question everything. Nothing is what it seems.
You know, up until yesterday, I thought D-Day was when we stormed the beach in Normandy, and I found out from Carmen it's when we dropped bombs in the alleys.
Yeah, that's right. Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we learn something every day.
Yeah.
I listen to Joe Rogan. When I go to bed, I put something on because I got to listen to something.
Yeah.
I listen to Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson's
Oh,
my brain almost exploded. Oh, yeah. I was like, what the heck? I mean, what's going on?
I learned the Bobby Kelly taught me a lesson. Take the red pill. Just take the red pill.
Yeah.
Or blue pill, one of the pills.
It's a blue pill. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
Stay in the matrix, man.
Yeah, but
eat a steak. Stay in the matrix.
I mean, it does sound awesome, but then I just feel like you just wouldn't see whatever is next coming at that point.
If I was any younger, I would probably get into all that. I don't have enough time left to take their. I don't want to know. I don't care.
Because here's the thing: is you could have every conspiracy theory in this and go against this and this can't be true. What is it changing? What are you doing? Nothing's going to change.
I'm not going to fall off the earth. I'll tell you that.
Nothing in your life is going to change. If you figured out that the earth is flat, you're not changing anything.
Yeah, the earth is flat thing, I agree with that. But like,
what else?
So the whole thing where they say that you can literally control physical reality with practice and like ESP and psychic abilities, all that is real. Every human being can do it. People just don't know because we've been taught not to.
All right. When you figure out how to do it, let me know, and then we'll start robbing banks.
I don't need to be laying in bed at night and hear you go, hello, Michael, are you awake?
Yeah.
I don't want that in my head. I don't want to hear you ESPing me in the middle of the night.
Well, we won't even have to rob banks because they prove, like the CIA did this study where they proved that you can manipulate physical reality around you through meditation.
All right. Well, then when you figure out how to make piles of money appear in my house, let me know.
All right, I'm done.
And then I'll just squeeze you and the money will come out.
That's not how it works.
So you believe in like manifestation and stuff like that?
I don't really like that word. It's not really manifestation. It's I believe that everything is a vibrational energy. So with learning to manipulate that, I believe that.
Like you can control the outcome of things.
I feel like you're at some point going to be on a beach where you let me run as fast as I can towards you, and you're going to block me with your chi, and I'm just going to knock you out.
That's the best video ever. Yeah. That's the best video ever. But so they looked into what makes up an atom when they turned on CERN, the particle collider, and they wanted to know why when two atoms collide, why it has that much energy release. So when they went to look inside what atom was, they discovered quarks, which is 98% vibrational energy and 2% matter. Well, I mean, it all plays into, you know, being able to
manipulate. God, I think you did just do something. I hear a lot of people changing the channel.
Jesus Christ.
We manifested this right out of business.
Whatever.
You didn't even touch it, and all the radio stations are changing.
It worked. All right, Carmen, what do we have to give away today?
Okay, so we have a bunch of stuff. We have tickets for No, we do not. Sorry.
Oh.
We have tickets for Slash, 30 Seconds to Mars, Jane's Addiction, and the Marley Brothers.
All right, let's do it right now with a little bit of Sparkle. Here we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sparkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Bobby Kelly filling in for Gio. Carmen, what are we playing today?
All right, today we are going to be playing movies, franchises by subtitles. So I'm going to give you 2 to 3 subtitles, and you're going to give me the franchise of all those movies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The first one, The Wrath of Khan.
Star Trek.
Mike Kelta. The Phantom Menace.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct. Pap.
Galvin.
Galvin gets the point. Judgment Day.
Terminator.
Mike.
Bobby playing.
I said Terminator.
He has answers.
It stresses me out so bad.
Just later.
I feel so bad.
Carmen, can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Up?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Revenge of the Fallen. Dark.
Transformers.
Mike. New Moon. Eclipse. Breaking
Twilight.
Dawn.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Whoa. Breaking Dawn Part 1. New Moon. Eclipse. Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
And you say it's not Twilight?
Twilight Saga.
You got it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's what's on the paper.
That's trash.
What it is.
Integrity.
Yeah.
It's not integrity.
Freddy's Revenge, Dream.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Bobby?
I got one.
Judge?
Robert Kelly.
There is motion at the back door.
Is your Uber driver fighting with his wife out there?
Are we still playing? Are we waiting for Uber?
No, we're good.
Okay. The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Spanish. Their first assignment, citizens on patrol, mission to Moscow. Galvin. Apocalypse, Extinction, Afterlife. Apocalypse, Extinction, Afterlife.
X-Men.
I don't know. Can you read it one more time?
Apocalypse.
Resident Evil.
Yes. Papa, or what's your name? Spanish. Yeah. Hello.
You got your finish. Pap-pap sign. Yeah.
The Island of Lost Dreams. Game Over. All the Time in the World. The Island of Lost Dreams. Game Over. All the Time in the World.
The Lego Movie.
Jurassic Park.
On the right track. Spy Kids. The Last Stand. First Class.
X-Men.
Mike. And Pap-Pap. We're halfway there.
Robert Kelly is on the board with a single point. Spanish doubling that score too. Galvin has 3 points, and Michael is your leader by one. Oh. He's winning with 4.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, we are doing movies, franchises by subtitles. Your next one, The Smell of Fear, The Final Insult.
Can you say one?
The Smell of Fear, The Final Insult.
Chucky.
The Naked Gun. This has an asterisk next to it. That means it is a cartoon, Bobby.
What the hell?
I'm just letting you know. Escape to Africa. Europe.
Madagascar.
Madagascar. Spanish. In Space. In the Hood. Back to the Hood.
Jason.
In Space.
Muppets. No, Muppets in the Hood.
In the Hood. Back to the Hood.
Muppets go back to the Hood.
What scary up, movie.
Leprechaun.
In Space.
Yeah.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
What are the Rings?
Spanish. This has an asterisk. The Meltdown. Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Ice Age.
Spanish. Bloodline. Hell on Earth.
Hellraiser.
Oh!
Robert Kelly.
Because you look like the guy. Yeah.
Season of the Witch, The Revenge of Michael Myers.
Helen.
Galvin. The Final Chapter.
Friday 13th.
Mike Kelta and Pap-Pap. We are on the last three.
Robert Kelly has 2 points. Galvin has 4. And Michael and Spanish are both tied for 5. With
oh,
5.
Oh, oh.
Damn, game, game. Come on.
All right. Movies, franchises by subtitles. Last three. Here we go. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The Voice.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Spanish. The Squeakquel. Chipwrecked.
Five. Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And your last one.
Is it just me in Spanish or no?
No.
I get, oh,
Michael
has
5, he has 6. Yep.
Oh, okay. Man.
Last one. Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
Oh,
man. Oh. I think you got that one.
Your final score, Robert Kelly with 3 points, Galvin with 4, Michael with 5, and Spanish is your triumphant champion today. He won with 7.
I love you, Michael.
Oh, man.
Bobby, 3 points.
3 points.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's respectable.
I mean, I feel so good right now.
We should play again.
What?
I'm down. We'll play later. Yeah, play another one.
No.
So you can dread it for a couple hours. By the way, speaking of movies, have you seen the trailer for the new Dave Bautista movie?
No.
Dave Bautista is a hitman, and he falls in love with this girl. And then he's over there, and then he passes out, and they bring him to the hospital, and they do a scan, and the doctor says, I have some terrible news. It's not good. He goes, you have about 3 months to live because the scan, his brain, all this stuff, whatever. So he winds up putting a hit on himself, and then the doctor calls, and he goes, there's been a terrible mistake. They switched the things on her, so now he has a hit out on himself, and he has to fight. It's from John Wick.
That sounds awesome.
It looks really good. Yeah, that looks really good.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Now he has to avoid everybody trying to kill him.
Because he tries to lift the hit, and they're like, it's already in. You can't take that away. And there's some girl that he killed her father and this and that, so he was talking to her about doing the hit, and she's like, I finally get my revenge and I get paid? There's no way I cancel this.
That's funny. All right, what do we have coming up in news, Calvin?
Coming up in news today, you're no Dexter. Flip it up and reverse it, and that seems like a great idea.
Oh, okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll dive right into news. It's Mike Calta, the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal